Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
A child's interests and priorities and focus tend to be selfish and petty. I said petty. Do you know what petty is? I looked it up. Petty means having little or no importance. Having little or no significance. It's akin to the word frivolous. Petty and frivolous means the same thing. Frivolous means of little weight, of little or no importance. But now the child doesn't see it that way. To the child, it's of major importance. Like a balloon popping. Have you ever seen this? Little one's got a balloon. They're enjoying it so much. And it gets up against something and pow! And for the next few minutes, you would think it was a worldwide calamity. As far as that child is concerned, this is a disaster. Isn't it? This is horrible. This is like the worst thing that could ever happen to anybody. Am I right? Yeah. To that child at that moment, now let's back up. As far as the world is concerned, and what is happening in the world at that time, is it significant?
No.
It's completely insignificant. Is it important? It's not important at all. But to that child, it's a disaster. Why? Because they are a child. Something as simple as the double dip ice cream cone falling off on the ground. Have you ever seen this? I mean, all the look. And you know it's coming. They start tuning up and you know it's going to be a wail. And they just wail and scream and cry. To them, it is a catastrophe of epic proportion. It's a disaster. It's like one of the worst things that's ever happened to them in their life. Worldwide. On a scale from 1 to 10, what would its significance be? It wouldn't even be on the chart. Somebody's ice cream fell off? People are dealing with real issues in the world. But to that child, how about a broken toy? Oh, man. The head came off of Teddy. Teddy's head came off. Oh, you'd think they come running with Teddy's headless body. And to them, it's as awful as it gets. They are genuinely distraught. I mean, they'll heave when they go, I mean, they're just in hysterics. Teddy's head is gone. And we can't find it. Worldwide. Does it make any of the papers?
No.
Or CNN or AP Wire? It makes nothing. But to that child, it's a disaster. It's one of the most awful things that's ever happened in life and in the world. They're not even aware of anything else. They can't think of anything else. They are consumed with grief and angst and anguish. Over what? A little piece of material with some stuffing that in a few years they will care nothing about. But why are they that way right now? Because they are a child. Now, the exact same thing is true spiritually. Y'all know where we're going? The same thing is true spiritually. You can tell somebody's level of development by what they get upset over, by what is a disaster to them, by what their focus and what their priorities and what their interest is. You see people come and they're so aggravated about, you know, they get upset over nothing. I know in Rhema, I taught there and Phyllis worked in admissions. And sometimes people would come and they're all excited about going to school. In just a few months, they want to quit. Some of the same people that were shouting at the top of their voice, God brought me here. I'm going to do the work of God. I'm going to serve Him forever. I'm willing to give everything. 3 months, I want to go home. And one lady was upset because they got tickets for parking in the wrong place. And they parked in the wrong place because they get there late. But they couldn't park in the gravel because she had expensive shoes. And when she walked in the gravel, it hurt her shoes. So they're going home because they're mad and they're upset because she got ticketed, even though everybody should have known she could not park on the gravel because of her shoes. What do you say to people like that? I hate to see you go, but don't miss that plane. Why? They are not ministry material. If you can't handle this, well, why is this such a big deal to her, to them? Because they're a baby. If they had some maturity, those shoes wouldn't mean anything to them. Compared to the will of God, compared to the call of God, if it tore up every shoe you had, so be it. We're going to do the will of God. Right? You're going to miss the plan of God over a pair of shoes? Then you're not worthy to be in the ministry. You don't have what it takes. Your commitment is not there. Your values are all mixed up. But you see it again and again. You see people leave churches all the time. Get so mad over little trivial stuff. Now to them, it's the worst thing in the world. But if you could see it from God's viewpoint, if you could see it even from a mature spiritual person's viewpoint, you'd think, oh, what is this? What am I getting so worked up over this for? What is this? Who's going to care 1,000 years from now? What does it matter? Childish individuals get upset over petty stuff. They make huge deals out of frivolous, nothing things. They make mountains out of molehills, as we say. Right? And they come in and they're all worked up. And we've had this too many times. I want to talk to Brother Keith. I'm going to talk to him right now. I got to talk to him. Usually Dave talks to him. I don't have to talk to you just because you get hot. Your lack of maturity and lack of faith does not constitute an emergency on my part. If it did, that's all I would do. I would do that all day and all night. I wouldn't be ready to preach. I wouldn't have any peace about me. Wouldn't get any sleep. But if you'll let people, now not just me, you, if you let people, they will fill your life and run your life with this kind of stuff. Everybody's always having a crisis. Right? And you got to drop everything you're doing and listen to them cry. No, you don't. Now listen, if they are a legitimate baby, they got saved last week, well, yeah, you put up with some of that. Because they don't know any better. They really are a baby. And it's not abnormal that to them it's a big deal. To the two-year-old and Teddy's head has come off? Well, you don't just go, young'un, quit that crying. Teddy ain't nothing. Sit down in that chair and shut up. No, they really are a baby. And you need to show some concern and some compassion. But if they're 16, you treat them differently than if they're 6 or 2, right? Well, spiritually, it's supposed to be the same way. And that's why it's confusing, though, because people are in older bodies, and yet they're all different levels of spiritual development, and many are children and babies. When you're a child, you talk like a child, you think like a child, and you get upset, and you make huge deals out of petty, little, frivolous stuff. Now, to you, it's not, but to anybody that has any understanding, it's nothing. It's nothing. Did you know people will get upset with you if you don't get upset with them? If you don't agree with them and go, oh, it's awful. It's awful. It's the most awfulest thing I ever heard in my life. Never. Oh, you poor, poor dear. I guess all the devils in hell have just picked on you and attacked you. And I guess it's because you're so special. That's what their flesh wants to hear. You are so special and have such an amazing call on your life. Never mind, you've hardly ever done anything and nobody knows it. But you've got such an amazing call that all the devils have selected you and picked you to just make your life miserable. No, the truth is that mature people wouldn't even blink at what you're falling apart over. But we're having fun now, aren't we? I said mature people wouldn't even talk. They wouldn't even bring it up. They wouldn't tell anybody else what you're coming apart over. They just believe God and overcome it and then give the testimony after it's all done. Go with me to Luke 2, please. Do you want to grow up or not?
Yes.
Me too. Do you see this? Is this the scripture? That as you grow up, things you used to get so upset about, you won't even talk about. Things you used to want to pick up the phone, call everybody and their brother, make a big deal out of it, and you just grow up some and you won't even think about it. You'll just cast it down and go on.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Childish Ways Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603F. That's R1603F, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.